Hi, I'm Anne Strangechamps, and I want to tell you a story about the power of girls' books. A couple of years ago, I was visiting Prince Edward Island in Canada, which is famous as the setting for the Anne of Green Gables books. Now, if you go, you can take a tour. And what I remember most is that at the end of this tour, there was a room filled with Anne of Green Gables costumes. Long white dresses, green pinafores, straw hats, and red wigs with braids. And a bunch of middle-aged women, including me, were waiting in line to try them on, sacrificing our dignity out of respect for the freckled, fictional 11-year-old orphan we all fell in love with long ago. And that is why girls' books matter. Welcome to Bookmarks, where writers share the books they love.
Hi, my name is Ebony Elizabeth Thomas. I am the author of The Dark Fantastic, Race and the Imagination from Harry Potter to the Hunger Games. My favorite book has changed over time. My favorites were Beverly Cleary's stories about Ramona and Judy Blume's stories about Peter and his little brother Fudge, because Fudge reminded me of my little sister Danielle. By the time I was 9, my parents gifted me with the Little House on the Prairie series, which I have critiqued 30 years later. And I have to say that I encountered my favorite girl protagonist of all, Anne Shirley of Anne of Green Gables. I remember encountering Anne when I was 12 years old, not through the library or a bookstore, but through PBS and the CBC. I grew up in Detroit. We were right next door to Canada. And so we had Channel 9, CBC. They were airing a little series titled Anne of Green Gables, the sequel, over in Canada, and Anne of Avonlea here in the States.
And now a special encore presentation of its sequel, Anne of Avonlea.
And I will never forget seeing Anne and her neighbor, rival, and eventual love interest, Gilbert Blythe, on a bridge. It was just at the right time of my life. I was 12 years old, quite romantic, head full of dreams. And I remember Gilbert telling Anne, "I won't leave you." There was something about that encounter that just really struck me. So when I went to the library next, I went to search for the books, and come to find out there were 8 stories in total. So I picked up everything I could get my hands on. And Lucy Maud Montgomery told Anne's story from the time she was 11 years old until she was in her 50s. So that is how I fell into the world of Avonlea. And I was hoping to go to Prince Edward Island this year for the conference, but the pandemic stopped that. So that was my favorite book growing up and my favorite story girl.
Ebony Thomas is the author of The Dark Fantastic, Race and the Imagination from Harry Potter to the Hunger Games. I hope she inspires you to reread a book from your past and maybe rediscover some of the characters you used to love. In the meantime, you can listen to more Bookmarks from To the Best of Our Knowledge. You'll find them at ttbook.org/bookmarks.
PRX.